Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Almighty, we have come to say thank you for a beautiful morning. We have come to say thank you for preserving, protecting, providing, shielding, guiding. Lord, we cannot thank you enough. Accept our thanks and our worship this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering, what am I listening to? This is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelations in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to receive directions for every part of our lives, every single morning. Right here on this show. And if you have been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles. Most importantly, I want you to share this link. Invite somebody to this platform and let them be a partaker of today's blessings. And you also will receive the reward of bringing someone to the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, based Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 13th day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful new week. It's a beautiful Monday. We'll be looking at a topic today that says, God tests. God tests. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 20 from our Open Heaven Manual. Aim 20, stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis chapter 42 to chapter 43. Genesis from chapter 42 to chapter 43. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19, which says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him, in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him, in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis 22 from verse 1 to 12. Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1 to 12. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1 to 12. From verse 1 it reads, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering, on one of the mountains, of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, the lad, and I will go yonder and worship, and will come back to you." So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two men went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, God is a jealous God. Once again, our topic today is God tests. God is a jealous God. We see that in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. He never wants anything to take his place in your heart. God wants you to love him wholeheartedly. Like we see in Luke chapter 10 from verse 25 to 28. And at different times he will test you to see if you really love him as you should. Your response in those moments will show whether you truly love him or not. The test may hurt or excite you, but you must not feel so hurt that you deny Christ or become so excited that you forget him. You must keep him as your only focus at all times. If God decides to test you, it might take you through a painful experience to see if it will cause you to deny him, as he did with Job in Job 1. On the other hand, he may decide to bless you with something big to see your reaction. If you are still obedient and submissive to him, afterwards, he will then give you more. Years ago, during one of our services, God told me to announce that three breakthroughs were coming for someone. The first was to be given to him. The second was to be shared equally between he and the fellow. And the third was for the fellow concerned. After a few weeks, a widow came to me saying that she had brought the proceeds of the first breakthrough. I knew she was struggling because her husband owed the bank a lot of money before he died, which she had to repay. Therefore, I told her that the prophecy may not have been for her. She insisted, so I collected the money from her and kept it aside, just in case she came back for it. Not long after, the bank called her to apologize, saying that they were the ones owing her husband a lot of money, which they paid her. God tested her with a little breakthrough, and when she passed the test, he brought something big her way. Now you need to note that God will never allow you to be tested beyond what you can handle. And with every test, he supplies the grace that is required to pass it. Like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. To pass God's test, you must use the grace that he supplies to you. May you not feel when your love for God is tested. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please give me the grace to always love you in whatever situation I find myself. Father, please give me the grace to always love you in whatever situation I find myself. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. As today's open heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio, and you'll be able to join every of our amazing segments that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.